going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Winners and losers from the past week in the Big 12. I'm going to give you three winners and three losers right here on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Thank you, as always, for joining us on the show. You know what to do. Like the video, subscribe to the show on YouTube and the podcast. And you know what? If you want a little extra credit, share it with a buddy. That's all. What extra credit do you get? Nothing. I'm just kind of trying to get you to share it. All right. So we are so glad you are here. Welcome in as always. Hope you're having a great week. And let me share with you, do you want to start with the winners or the losers? Just a quick poll. Let me know where you're at, and hello from Ames, Iowa, as you're starting to roll in all over Big 12 country. Let's give a shout out to those small towns and cities as well across the heartland. So three winners, three losers. You know, let me start with the losers, okay? We'll get right into it with the losers, and I'll end on the high note with the winners. For the losers this week, I'm going to go with three different options, obviously, and I will start with Kansas State being a loser. Now, here's why. Kansas State lost a key piece that probably got overlooked if you're not a Kansas State fan. Kansas State lost one of the best strength and conditioning coaches in America. Tremaine Carroll left for the USC Trojans this week. Now, you might say to yourself, who cares? The strength and conditioning coach is a big deal. And if you didn't hear our conversation with Tim Fitzgerald this week, please go back and check it out on YouTube or the podcast. He talked about how this spring at Kansas State, they used some of their time they could have used for practice to get these guys in the weight room with Tremaine Carroll. When you are a program like Kansas State and you got to take these good old farm boys and you got to turn 2-3-star guys into 4- and 5-star and eventually NFL players, you got to have a damn good strength and conditioning coach. And Kansas State had one of the best in the country. And he left for USC. Now, I'm sure they paid him a fortune, but tell me, first off, cost of living is going to be astronomical, so I hope he's got a fortune. You compare cost of living in Manhattan, Kansas to Los Angeles, California. I mean, what $1 million will get you in Manhattan, Kansas, will get you a shoebox in SoCal. So I hope he's getting paid big. But this is a guy who had a ton of respect, 4 years in Manhattan, and it is a big loss for a program that relies on development of players. And you think about the success that he had, you know, listen, during his time at K-State, the Wildcats went 37-16, won a Big 12 title. He was at South Florida, Arkansas, SMU. He's had 20 years at the FBS level. And Kansas State is promoting from within with Ray Thomas, which is great. But still, this is a big loss. And that's why I'm putting K-State in that loser category this week. Another loser for the week, I'm going to go with Iowa State in the losing category this week for our three losers. And that's because of the report that came out regarding Iowa State and more gambling issues that they dealt with from 2021 to 2023. We all know by now about Hunter Deckers and how that went down. But according to a report from ESPN, Iowa State football once again in the headlines because collectively individuals in the program placed more than 6,200 online bets totaling over $100,000. between 2021 and 2023. The wagers included various professional and collegiate games, including Iowa State men's and women's basketball. It included Jace Heacock, Chase Clark, Michael Dreyer, and Mason Williams. So, if those names sound familiar, Jace Heacock may sound familiar, son of defensive coordinator John Heacock. He was a graduate assistant in 2021 and 2022, hired as director of football analytics this past month. He was found to place 787 bets totaling $55,000. So the math on that on a per bet basis is, I mean, it's not a ton of money. It's a lot of bets is what it is. 5-9, 787. I mean, 70 bucks a bet. It's not chump change, but still, it's a lot of money. So you have all these folks involved with the football staff in large part making some of these big bets, some bigger than others. But obviously, this was uncovered during an exhaustive investigation into sports wagering. No criminal charges filed. NCAA classified the infractions as level two. And basically what happened here in a negotiated resolution finalized last week, all five acknowledged knowingly violating NCAA sports wagering bylaws, and they each received a one-year show cause order effective through April 24th of 2026 next year. Does this mean anything for Iowa State football and its success on the field this year? No, they have Matt Campbell. Okay? They have Matt Campbell. And they're going to be fine. But still, it's embarrassing. And during a slow time of year, I will give Iowa State one of our losers of the week. And lastly, in the loser category, I am going to put, might be a surprise to some of you, but it shouldn't be if you're a fan of the show, my final loser of the week is going to be ESPN. Why? Because according to The Athletic, ESPN has indicated a willingness to increase its payment to the SEC if the conference adds a ninth game to its league football schedule. The fact that ESPN, which is paying the SEC $811 million per year, did not figure out how to negotiate a ninth conference game into the deal when they started this contract, what? Year or two ago. Shame on ESPN. You guys are suckers. You are suckers. And I have no sympathy for you. I know in Big 12 land, we're stuck with you and you're going to put all our games on that crap platform that is ESPN Plus, and that's your prerogative. And I can't wait for this relationship to be over. We needed ESPN to get the Pac-12 out of the way. That was the point. I'm not mad at your mark. I'm not mad at the Big 12 for sticking with ESPN. It made sense. We were using ESPN to get rid of the Pac-12 and watch the Pac-12 collapse. We beat them to market for our contract, and we saw what happened to those guys. It worked out fine. It worked out how it was supposed to, but now I can't wait to be rid of these people. I just can't. And the fact that ESPN now is thinking about paying the SEC $50 to $80 million more per year on top of the $811 million they're paying right now to get the SEC to a ninth conference game. What were you thinking when you set up the deal and the Big 12 was at nine, right? And the Big 10 was at nine. And you're like, oh, here's all the money in the world, SEC. And now you got to negotiate and pay another $50 to $80 million to try to beg these guys for a ninth game. So they stopped playing Bethune-Cookman in week 12 of the college football season? Man, you guys can't get out of your own way. You just can't. Oh my goodness, it's a freaking joke. And ESPN is a joke, and that's why they are our last loser of the week. Our winners of the week, let's get to three winners of the week here in the Big 12. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Like the video, subscribe. Thank you for being here as always. We'll start with Brett Yormark, huh? How about Brett Yormark? He gets a new contract through 2030. Well-deserved. He is, outside of Deion Sanders, arguably the face of the conference. He has done a tremendous job as the commissioner. Exactly what the Big 12 needed. Right guy, right time, really good fit. Likes this conference. Loves being the face of the conference. And is going to lead this conference down the right path. That's what Brett Yormark is going to do. And it was very smart of the league to extend him now, because I think this guy could have some pretty good offers on the table if he doesn't want to do this at some point. But for now, he's happy. I think he's doing a damn good job. I'm glad he's here. And now he's going to lead this program or this conference forward. And he's going to be here through 2030. That's around when the next television deal is going to be negotiated. So he may be the guy that, I hope he is the guy, that gets the Big 12 through its next television deal, because that's going to be a big part of the future of this conference and what it looks like going forward. All right. Another winner for the week. Let's go with the Oklahoma State Cowboys. You know, Mike Gundy didn't know what the transfer portal was a year ago.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now he's cleaning up. And, I mean, they are rolling in the portal. Just on Thursday alone, they picked up a couple of players. They got this safety from Miami, Zaquan Patterson, 3 years of eligibility, four-star prospect, went to Miami. A pretty darn good season, pretty effective season. And they beat out Florida and Florida State for this guy's services. Oklahoma State did. Meantime, they also picked up an offensive lineman from Nebraska, Grant Seagren, 6'6", 305, played in seven games last year as a redshirt freshman. Mike Gundy is crushing it in the transfer portal in a way that he never has and that he desperately needed to. He has piled up offensive linemen. He's got like seven linemen in the portal. He's adding pieces all over the place, and that's exactly what Mike Gundy and this Oklahoma State program needed to do this offseason after going 0-9 in the Big 12 last year. Todd Grantham, the new DC, has good pieces now to work with on that side of the ball. They've got some studs on that side of the ball in the transfer portal that they desperately needed to bring in along that line especially. And now you get a great safety out of Miami, huge upside, 3 years left. That's the kind of stuff that Oklahoma State wasn't doing last year. The last couple of years, Mike Gundy didn't want to do it. He didn't want to play the game. He's admitted he's paying guys. Well, guess what? That's what you got to do, okay? If you live in the past, you get stuck in the past. And Mike Gundy has woken up, and it's paying big dividends this offseason for Oklahoma State, and expect this team to look completely different from the one a year ago. Now the tough part for Mike Gundy is getting them to gel. And that's a totally different coaching job, right? Than having the same guys every year you develop, you know them, they know each other. This is now basically bringing people together who do not know each other and getting them to work as a cohesive unit and a team. I think Gundy can do it, but there's no doubt it's a different challenge. So Mike Gundy is my second winner along with Oklahoma State this week. My third winner of the week is Texas Tech, but not for the reasons that you might think. Texas Tech and their mega booster, Cody Campbell, looks like he's going to be the guy to work alongside Nick Saban and try to help basically save college football. This is an enormous responsibility. But the future of college sports may rest in the hands of Nick Saban and a Texas Tech alum who is now a billionaire and is also one of the many funders of their NIL. Cody Campbell sold Double Eagle Energy Holdings for $4.1 billion 2 years ago. God bless him. I love America, don't you? And now he is being tasked to work alongside Nick Saban. They are co-chairs of President Trump's College Sports Commission. The panel aims to address critical issues in college athletics, focusing primarily on name, image, and likeness, while tackling player movement and the regulatory landscape of college sports. Together, their expertise will blend financial insight, athletic governance, and potentially reshape college sports policies for better fairness and sustainability. Sign me up. Okay, we've got now a Big 12 dude holding one of the most powerful positions in college athletics. Cody Campbell may have more juice right now than anybody actually in college football. Now, no doubt he'll get lobbied by Brett Yormark and Greg Sankey out of the SEC and all the commissioners, no doubt about it. But depending on how this thing plays out, and I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. Like, I don't know the vision here. I'm not sure how this can work. I like the idea. I mean, no one else is doing anything about it. So the president said, let's try this thing. And you got Saban involved. You got Cody Campbell involved. So I like it. But the question is, what exactly can they do? I don't know the answer. I don't know if it's just recommendations. But gosh, we all know that something needs to be done. So my winners this week in the Big 12, Brett Yormark with the big contract extension. Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State rolling in the transfer portal. Texas Tech, not for football or basketball or anything else, but for their mega booster, Cody Campbell, being named alongside Nick Saban as the co-chairs of President Trump's College Sports Commission. And my losers, K-State losing a stud strength and conditioning coach. Iowa State, for more news coming out on the sports betting from a couple of years ago, and ESPN, for the suckers that they are, reportedly being willing to try to pay the SEC another $50 to $80 million to beg these goobers to play a ninth conference game. There you go. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, and we are glad you are here on the show. Dave says, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, how about a KU shout-out? All right, Dave, shout-out KU. Is that what you're hoping for or something more? I didn't have him as a winner this week. I didn't have KU as a loser this week. I just didn't have him on my list. Sorry, my man. Caitlin says the Big 12 softball tournament's going on. Yes, it is. And our guy, Brian Clinton, is all over it at heartlandcollegesports.com. If you are a softball diehard, you will love what Brian is producing for you this week. This guy knows Big 12 softball as well as anybody. He's on it every single day for us this week, covering the Big 12 softball tournament. So check it out. Join our forums as well. We have got action going on there talking about the Big 12 softball tournament. So make sure you check that out on the website. We'd love to see you on the forums at heartlandcollegesports.com. So glad you're here. Meantime, let me dive into this for a couple of minutes. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. News coming out. If you didn't see it, Ross Dellinger reporting there is growing Big 10 SEC support for a 16-team bracket in the college football playoff. Okay, we expected that, but they want it to be automatic bids. Four for the SEC, four for the Big 10, two for the ACC, two for the Big 12, one group of six, and three at large. And the season-ending interleague playing games in the SEC and the Big Ten for third place versus sixth place, fourth place versus fifth place. So there is a push for that. I can't tell you how much I hate it. And the Big 12 should be kicking and screaming to try to prevent that from happening. Now, Pete Thamel also reported on Thursday night, with the Power Four commissioners meeting in New York today, sources said there's continued focus on a 16-team college football playoff starting in 2026. And industry source told Thamel, I would say that 16 is becoming preferred. It seems like 16 may be the preferred number, but there's no format decision. Okay, now Dellinger's got a format. Thamel's source does not have a format right now. They're both great reporters. Dellinger's been on it lately, and I'm going to roll with him here. Thamel may be backing off a little bit because, you know, he's with ESPN. ESPN obviously has the college football playoff contract. There might be reasons that he doesn't want to go down that road and doesn't want to necessarily talk about what a bracket would look like. But there's no doubt that the Big Ten and the SEC are going to try to muscle their way into at least double the automatic bids of the ACC and the Big 12. That's where this is going. If you can create a format and a system that automatically makes you look like the superior conference, you're going to do it every single time and every single day and twice on Sunday. That's what you're going to do from a business perspective. And when you've got three at-larges, think about this. There's a world where seven SEC teams make the college football playoff. Four auto bids, three at-larges. That world exists. I'm not saying it should, but I'm saying it will. And you know it as well as I do. Maybe you say, well, yeah, two maybe. You know, there's a world where seven, all three at-large bids are SEC teams. You know that that world exists. Because if they do season-ending interleague play for play-ins, third versus sixth and fourth versus fifth, the loser of those games are going to say, look at this great loss we had to end the season. Look at us. Oh, man, we are in great shape. We're going to make the college football playoff. We're going to get an at-large bid. You know, and I know, that that is the conversation the SEC and the college football playoff committee is desperately going to want to have. Everybody in their, you know, unless you were born last night, might have been born at night, but unless it was last night, you can't be falling for this. You can't. And I know that the SEC and the Big Ten hold all the cards. I get it, especially, you know, once the new contract kicks in, the Big 12 and the ACC are going to have to basically just go along with it. But it doesn't mean they shouldn't try to expose this for what it is. And that is basically total domination of the sport, no ifs, ands, or buts, and trying to make the SEC and the Big Ten their own league. That's where, hang on. Sip of water real quick. That, and we got to get a drink sponsor on the show before football season. So if you're in that line of work, reach out to me, Pete Mundo at heartlandcollegesports.com. We'll figure something out. But anyway, you know that that's the end game. I know that that's the end game. Create this Super League, Big Ten, SEC, build it out, and the Big 12 and the ACC be damned. That's how they want this to go. And they're playing this for the 2030s, not for the 2020s. This is about the next deal and the next iteration of college football. And that's why the Big 12 has got to be kicking and screaming behind the scenes and then publicly if this thing looks like it's gaining traction. And you know we'll be here talking about it, trying to expose it. ESPN won't. I mean, this is where there's a massive conflict of interest, right? You're not going to have prominent voices at ESPN pushing back on this. You can't. They own the college football playoff contract. They basically are the de facto commissioners of college football. Their reporters are, generally speaking, not going to be the ones who are out there blasting this idea. They should be, but they're not likely to be. That's why it's going to be up to shows like this, websites like Heartland College Sports. That's why we would love for you to share the show, because this is how this thing is going to build and grow momentum. It's going to have to be all of us at the grassroots level pointing out this absurdity and calling it out for what it is. And that's why I'm trying to get ahead of this story as much as I can. Because, you know, when it first dropped in February, we knew it was ridiculous. And now, as another report surfaces from Ross Dellinger, I think there's only more of this coming, with the Big Ten and the ACC trying to fit in four automatic bids for each conference in a theoretical 16-team playoff starting in 2026. That's where this is all going. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. So glad that you are here as always. Make sure you're subscribed. We appreciate you on the podcast always as well. Drop that 5-star rating and review. We got to beat some of these troll shows that are out there. I mean, it's just crazy. I see some of these shows. I know we're kicking their butts, and you know we're kicking their butts. But that's where leaving those nice ratings and reviews on the iTunes podcast or Spotify is very helpful. Last one we got here. Here's how it reads. If you're a Big 12 fan, this podcast is a must listen. It offers deep, insightful coverage of the conference. Pete delivers knowledgeable analysis, honest takes on all the latest games and stories. Well, that is a very nice review on iTunes from New Wave Music. Send me an email, New Wave Music, Pete Mundo at Heartland College Sports. I'll hook you up with some merch, all right, from the merch shop. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here as always. Make sure you're subbed, and we'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12. Have a great day.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.